What'd I do? No, that fan's been broken.
That's very insane.
Okay. So I have a question for you guys.
Alright.
So if I create a picture, a beautiful picture, right? And I make the picture beautiful so I can put it up on my wall and give it purpose for decoration, right?
Right.
If I create that, and then that picture hypothetically says, no, I don't want to be your picture anymore. I don't want to decorate for you. I want to do my own thing. Would that be right?
It can't do that, so that's
not... Well, I know it can't do that, but like...
What?
Okay.
What is actual situation?
If somebody creates something...
Right.
Is it right for that creation to be like, no, I don't want to do what you want me to do? No,
is this a creation
of every
teenager ever to their parents?
What?
Isn't that like every teenager to their parents?
No, okay.
No, but it's a not living object.
Okay, the story is that there's this story about this robot who thinks he's a human because he has free thought and everything, but he was created to be in service to humans, but he wants to be a human because he has free thought. So he goes through all of this to be a human, right? He gets
like
organs and all stuff. Yes, it sounds like Pinocchio. And it's just like...
Yeah. This almost everybody's failing, human too.
Right.
I don't like...
It's just like everybody's failing to realize that humans created the robot.
Yeah, okay.
We have... If we create something, if somebody creates something...
You create a baby too.
That's different.
That's different. That's a human. And everybody's accused... Like, literally everybody is accusing me of supporting slavery.
What?
Because I think that if we create something, it has the right to deny...
It's a fucking robot.
I know. Like, whether it has free thought or not, I still created it. It's still in... It's still devoted to me. It's mine.
It's a robot.
I have
the
right to claim it. Right.
Look, here's the thing. I think of anything too, like, human for my own good. So I will... I'll think of a goddamn fucking rock as... Be like, this is named Jeremy, he's my favorite son, if anything happens to him, I will fight everyone in this room. And I've done it. So, I feel like I'm not the person to ask this question to.
Well, okay. I just want, because like, literally everybody I've talked to so far has been like, no, you're weird, you're
I mean,
like,
I see the parallels to slavery.
Right. But like, it's not slavery. It's not slavery.
It's not a technical living thing.
If you built it, it's not slavery.
Right. Yeah. Speaking of creating something.
Okay, no, something creating. You built it, not created it. Creating it is like... having a child or something.
Well, it's like create and build.
Right. See, and then...
I'm going to build a baby.
I'm telling people, it is wrong for me to enslave either things that are humans or things that I did not create or build. Or
I mean, the thing is, we enslave, like, animals. Like,
maybe we
should not talk about that.
No!
The animal part...
No.
Or is the enslaving thing in general?
Yes.
All right.
Okay, we'll switch topics. That was just like, it's been really frustrating.
Moral dilemma.
Because everybody is accusing me of slavery. But anyway, how are you guys doing?
I was having a very out-of-body experience the past 2 days. You brought me right back into my own body. Thank you so much.
Well, I don't even know what that means, but you're welcome.
Don't even worry about it. I dissociated hard, and Josh is just like, so everyone is accusing me of slavery, and then I just shocked me right back into my body. So...
That sounds like something you think about, Paula.
Yeah. It's a soap again. It's a very...
Yeah, why is there
soap
there? It's so dumb.
There was a soap carving in, like, world history. We didn't get to do it because of all the fucking snow days we had. I
that
pissed
sounds,
about it.
What do you mean, how many snow days?
Because
you're talking about last year.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that was crazy. I want that again.
I don't.
Oh. Well, I do.
Do you have fucking bullshit that was... Also, I did so much worse on my Spanish exam than I was going to if there wasn't that many fucking notice. And I was so pissed. Because Spanish is my hardest class, and it's like, ha the key. I have to study every day.
I went to a concert and didn't study for any of my exams, so I don't really give a shit.
Yeah.
I didn't fail any of my exams. I got A's and B's on all of them.
Yeah. I fucking hate Spanish. Spanish is the one thing that's going to drop my GPA more than fucking English.
See...
That's why I'm not taking a spoken language.
It's important to study, but it's just like...
Fuck studying,
it's an exam.
At some point, you know?
It's a test. It's a letter grade. Unless it like hinges on
which
your
depends
entire
your whole
life.
Future, so, yeah.
Well, it's stupid. It should be different than that.
More
should decide your future than a letter.
What?
More should decide your future than a letter.
I agree. Like an A push.
I feel like it shouldn't be down to like a final test.
No, A push doesn't decide your future. It decides your fate.
And
it's death.
It's the same thing. future and fate are the same thing.
Well,
and you fail the test.
Fate sounds more like death.
Well, and you, usually they give stuff for you to help you with that. You have, yeah. You have to talk with them, they, and it's like you're not shitting with them, they actually give you like accommodations and stuff.
That makes sense.
The school system's bad, but it's not bad shitting.
Yeah, well.
I mean,
it is, but like. Anyway. Whoa. Wow, deep topics.
There was like 10 minutes into this, in the first hour, and I asked my teacher, can I go home yet?
Where's my banana peels?
Why? There were like
there's like three banana peels littering. Who has a, like a secret like a monkey in their backpack?
Mario, where are you? Bring me your stash of bananas.
What?
Mario Kart. That was really bad. Why did I say Mario?
I was just thinking like Zelda would make much more sense.
What do you mean Zelda? They're not even
bananas.
Ah, the mighty bananas. The gorgeousness of that.
Bye,
hey,
Avery.
You take the phone.
I take phone. Oh shit. Fuck.
Fuck you.
I was not given the... Why? Wait, Josh. Oh, no.
Why are you giving a phone?
We have a podcast. And I guess I'm... Where the fuck did he go? I don't know his class. This is his phone. You're an absolute idiot. You know that, man?
No.
You're so smart.
Talk to Avery.
You're so smart.
Bye.